Good day, Mr. Wilson. Are you ready for today's economy update? Which route are you interested in, Cape Horn or Panama?
I thought I'd try my luck around these parts. I saw the darndest thing up in Calaveras County, a jumping frog contest. I couldn't believe it.
I got me a pig roasting on that there spit. I can hardly wait to sink my teeth into it.
I may have waited too long before preparing the pig. It may be diseased. So far, no one has had the nerve to try it.
The ferry only comes to Brooklyn when the stage company requests it.
You're gonna have to give me some gold in one form or another if you want to take anything out of this store.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Hang on to it for just a second.
I fear we will arrive in California too late. By the time we get there, most of the gold may be gone.
All right, I'll take some of that California gold you found and give you this shovel. We both know everyone needs a shovel.
No, not I, said Silver. Flint was captain. I was quartermaster, along of my timber leg. The same broadside I lost my leg. Old Pew lost his deadlights. It was a master surgeon, him that amputated me. Out of college and all, Latin by the bucket and whatnot. Body was hanged like a dog, and sun-dried like the rest at Carso Castle. That was Robert's men, that was, and corned of changing names to their ships, a royal fortune and so on. Now what a ship was christened, so let her stay, I says. So it is with the Cassandra, as brought us all safe home from Malabar, after England took the Viceroy to the Indies. So it was with old Walrus, Flint's old ship, as I've seen amok with red blood, and fit to sink with gold.